2.
I thought Grandpa just didn't like Christmas, Simon said as they plowed through the slush on the sidewalk outside their apartment building the next morning, his backpack slung over his shoulders and his arms wrapped around his pillow. It was the only pillow he'd sleep on ever since last year, when someone in his class told him that pillows were made by scraping the feathers off ducks. He'd begged her to buy him a new pillow that night that had polyester in bold letters on the label, and now he wouldn't sleep on anything else.
That's silly. Of course he likes Christmas, Laurel said as they continued to where her car was parked.
The tips of her right-hand fingers felt like they were about to snap off under the weight of the 3 shopping bags filled with Christmas presents for her family that she hadn't yet had a chance to wrap and mail. Her other arm similarly protested as she dragged her rolling suitcase, weighted down by Simon's duffel on top of it. It was at moments like this that she wished she'd sprung for a space in the building's underground garage. Even if they'd have to eat cereal for dinner for the whole winter, it would still be worth it.
So why didn't we ever go to see him on Christmas? He asked.
We used to. You were just too young to remember, she said as they reached the car, and she studied the back end, trying to determine if she could get the trunk up without putting any of the shopping bags onto the slushy road. When you were little, we always went to Grandpa's for Christmas. Your aunts and uncles and cousins did too.
Why did we stop?
Well, Grandma died before you were born, like I told you. She let go of the suitcase and moved the shopping bags to her left hand, then reached into her right pocket for her keys. And it didn't feel the same because everyone missed her so much, Grandpa especially.
Doesn't he still miss her?
Of course. She pulled the fob out and aimed it at the car. But I guess he decided he needs us this year, and when someone from your family needs you... She watched the trunk lid rise and then began loading the bags inside.
Well, did you ever hear the expression, time heals all wounds?
He shook his head.
Nope. It means that things stop hurting after a while.